Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 narrates the account of God's creation of the world in 6 days, culminating in the creation of humanity on the sixth day. The chapter emphasizes the systematic order and purpose behind each creative act, where God speaks and things come into existence. Let there be light reflects the authority of God's word. Key elements created include light, sky, land, sea, vegetation, stars, and living creatures, showing a diverse and intentional creation. On the sixth day, God creates humankind in his own image, highlighting the unique relationship between God and humanity, and granting them dominion over the earth and its creatures. The chapter concludes with the divine proclamation that creation is very good, setting the stage for the specialness of creation in relation to God's plan. Theological significance in this chapter includes the affirmation of God's sovereignty and omnipotence as the Creator. It establishes the foundational belief in creation ex nihilo, creation out of nothing, and the inherent goodness of creation, countering views that might see the material world as evil. It introduces the theological idea of imago Dei, or the likeness of God in humans, affirming the value and dignity of human life. The structure of the days also represents a rhythm of work and rest that will be reflected in the Sabbath command in later texts, establishing a pattern for human life and worship. Overall, Genesis 1 lays the groundwork for understanding God as the initiator of life and the world's intrinsic order, purpose, and goodness, inviting readers to recognize the beauty of creation and their role within it.